Now we're talking with the head coach of the Sacred Heart Eagles, Coach Bethke. And Coach, well, tough one. You ran into an outstanding hitting team as Parker's Prairie came out and they hit the ball hard in the first two innings, especially. Eight of their hits were in the first two innings, and you have to tip your hat sometimes. They just came out and hit the ball well.
Oh, absolutely. I said after the game, you know, I liked our approach again. It was the same. They believed in themselves. We had chances early. We just didn't get that hit when we needed it, really. A couple of times early, a two-out hit could have changed the complexion of the whole game. We didn't do anything wrong. They just hit the ball. They got the hits when they needed to. And, I felt bad for Joe. Normally, we'd never just take him out that soon, but we thought we got to at least throw something different at him, see if it works. And I thought Nick did a great job of coming in. That's not easy to do either, thinking I'm not pitching this game, and now all of a sudden you're in the second inning. And so overall, I couldn't be more proud of how they responded.
Well, and as you said, defensively, you played a solid game. You had that one error, but at that point it was just trying to make a play. Maybe if you're not in the situation where you're down by that score, not maybe trying to make that play quite as much. But offensively, as you said, had great at-bats. You hit the ball well, but it just seemed like you were hitting Adam balls where they were finding the gaps.
Yeah, and absolutely. And Mike's bunt, if it's a foot closer to the first baseline, that's a hit. And who knows then? You know, that's a big out. It's a lot harder to hit with, you know, one out and bases loaded or whatever it would have been. And guy made a play. And so that happens. They made plays. We actually, like you said, played well defensively. Like that, the error we made cost one run, but I think that's the only run that really we gave them.
And that's the frustrating thing when you get down to state. You can have another solid game, but a team you play just had maybe a little better game, and that's just the way it goes at this stage in the season.
Yeah, they get harder as you go. Like even our next game we play, we don't know who we're playing yet, but it's not going to get easier. It's going to be another team that's been playing very well. But I told them it's one last time to play together as a team. This team will never play together with everybody here. I said, just keep your approach the same. You guys believe in yourselves. You believe in each other, and that's all we can ask, really.
Overall thoughts on the game?
Again, just a couple timely hits would have maybe changed it. We just couldn't get going offensively, and I know that's a key, and their pitcher had a lot to do with that. But it's not like he overpowered us. We were still competitive, and just the hits didn't fall.
Well, and David Larson, he really hit the ball well. All three of his at-bats, he went 3-for-3, but hit the ball extremely well, all three at-bats.
Yeah, he's our hottest hitter for sure right now, and he's just seeing the ball well. And, you know, everything he hits is hard, and, you know, that's really your job as a hitter. You can't control sometimes where it goes, but you can make it as hard as it can be on the other team to get you out, and he's been doing that lately.
Well, and as you said, you get a chance now. It'll be the last game you play as this team, and you have a chance to bring home a third-place trophy, and I think you get individual medals as well with a third-place finish. But more importantly, you get to end a fantastic season on a win, and that's the opportunity you have in front of you now.
Yeah, absolutely. Not too many teams get a chance to play for third base, and they need to remember that and be proud of what they've done and how far they've come since the beginning of the year. And we're in a position to do something that we've only done one other time as a school. So they have a lot to play for. It's just getting them up for that game is what we have to do now in the next couple hours.
That's the challenge. You're disappointed. You don't get to play in the state championship. But at the same time, I'll say you're going to play that last game, and it is a little bit of a letdown, but how quick you can recover and get ready to try to win that last game, that's going to be the big challenge for both teams.
Yeah, and I just hope that they play a little more relaxed, knowing that this is the last game. It's just leave it all out there and make plays the best of your ability and see if we can come out on top.
Coach, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.